From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is florist Mauricio Vivas. Hey, Mauricio.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. Mauricio owns Tony Rossi & Sons Florist in Oakland's Fruitvale neighborhood, and they're currently growing and selling cempasúchil, or marigold flowers, that are used to decorate altars for Dia de los Muertos. And right now, we're going to hear Mauricio's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay. First up is the Reinhardt Redwood Regional Park in Oakland. This park is home to redwood trees that stand over 150 feet tall. You can also find a lot of wildlife, of course, like rainbow trout and deer, raccoons, and even you may spot a golden eagle. It's a great place to hike in the Oakland Hills. Mauricio, this is a great place to relax and just get in touch with nature. And I know you love nature. What's your favorite thing to do at the park?
Oh, you know what? It's a great place to get away from everything. And it's not far away from Oakland. It's not far away from the hustle and bustle of the city. It's just a 10-minute drive up the hill. It's amazing. It'll relax you, you know? You can do 3 miles, you can do 10 miles. And it's just gorgeous views, huge trees. And in the season, you can actually get to see the rainbow trout in the little creek.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing place.
It's a special gift and place that we have here in Oakland. That's the Reinhardt Redwood Regional Park in Oakland. Your next pick is the Mexican restaurant Totos in Oakland, and their name is Spanish for everyone or all. They serve street tacos, California burritos, quesadilla, and so many more Mexican dishes. Also, they make their guacamole and salsa from scratch every day. Ooh, Lord. Mauricio, you got me sold on homemade guacamole and salsa.
You got to try this place out. If you haven't, it's a must if you're in Oakland. The name says it all. Todos. Let's all just go there. The guacamole is the best, one of the best things they have. The California burrito, give it a try. Their drinks are also amazing. It's a really nice place to be. It's chill, it's relaxed. And you know, you guys are going to love it.
Where is it in Oakland?
It is in downtown Oakland. The exact address I don't have. I'm sure that if you give it a Google search, it'll come up.
Yeah.
It's a Toro's restaurant. It's on Valdez Street, right in the heart of downtown. I don't exactly know the number, but give it a Google search and it'll come up real quick.
We'll post it on our website too. That's the Mexican restaurant, Totos in Oakland. And your final pick is Lookout Point in Oakland's Joaquin Miller Park. And the spot gives a gorgeous view of Oakland and the Bay Area. There's one area that's surrounded by a stone wall and underneath a large tree where people can rest and just take in the scenery. Mauricio, this place sounds really peaceful. I know, again, this is a place that you would be hanging out at because it's nature and plants. Tell us more about this spot.
Well, if you want to go and exercise for a minute, there's like 100 steps. You can go up the steps.
Ooh.
It's a good workout. You can also do a small hike. It's like a 4-mile loop around the park. Mm-hmm. But my favorite part of this place is the sunsets. If you want to see the sunset overlooking the bay, and you'll see 5 of the bridges in the bay, and the sunsets are amazing. July, August, September, October are the best. And if you want to see more nature around springtime, it's beautiful to see a lot of different animals. And there's a resident owl. Before you start going up the steps, There's a resident owl. It'll welcome you into the park with his hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo every time you walk in there. It's amazing.
Okay, so we got to look out for that resident owl.
Yes.
That's the Lookout Point in Oakland's Joaquin Miller Park. I I've been speaking with florist Mauricio Vivas. Visit his store, Tony Rossi and Sons Florist in Oakland, to buy marigold flowers. And the annual Dia de los Muertos Festival is happening near Fruitvale BART on Sunday, November 3rd. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by James Rowland. I'm Janae Darden.